This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Around 625,000 more Australians will now be able to donate plasma from today. Previous donor rules prevented many people from the LGBTIQ plus community and sex worker communities from donating plasma if they had sex within the last 3 months. Lifeblood says the changes make Australia the first country in the world to remove all sexual activity based restrictions on plasma donation. German backpacker Carolina Wilger is in a stable condition in hospital after surviving 11 nights stranded in the Western Australian outback. The 26-year-old survived on minimal food and water and was exposed to freezing temperatures before she flagged down a passing motorist on Friday afternoon. Premier Roger Cook says she is recovering at Fiona Stanley Hospital and is in good spirits.
Extraordinary, extraordinary feat of surviving in the wilds for 11 nights. She has to get over a very difficult physical ordeal. They threw every resource at it, and because of that, they were able to locate her van as quickly as possible.
The EU and Indonesia have sealed a landmark free trade deal in Belgium. Indonesia and the EU have concluded a decade of negotiations for the agreement, which is set to be formalised later this year. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says it marks a long-term commitment.
That the European Commission has adopted a decision on a visa cascade. It means that from now on, Indonesian nationals visiting the European Union for a second time will be eligible for multi-entry Schengen visa. This will make it easier to visit, but also to invest, to study and to connect. In short, we're building a bridge between our societies.
A national campaign has been launched to raise awareness of meningococcal disease as the peak season for the illness gets underway. Meningococcal disease is a bacterial infection which can progress rapidly, with some people becoming critically ill within 24 hours. There have been 56 cases reported nationally so far this year. 18 of them were in New South Wales. Sotheby's is selling what it calls the largest piece of Mars ever found on Earth. The 25-kilogram red, brown and grey chunk was found in Niger in November 2023. The auction house's vice chairman for science and natural history, Cassandra Hatton, says it is a very large piece.
It's more than double the size of what we previously thought was the largest piece of Mars. Now, we've only taken a small piece of it to study to confirm that it was Martian, but there's all sorts of interesting data that can be found inside of this rock.
In golf, Grace Kim has produced one of the most astonishing golfing fightbacks in history to join Australia's group of major champions. Kim recovered from four shots behind in a dramatic final round to clinch victory over world number two, Juno Titikul. On the second playoff hole at the Evian Championships in France. She says she is feeling such a roller coaster of emotions as it all sinks in. And that's SBS News in Easy English.